you and I belong to one of the world's greatest civilizations. Usually when we think of the word civilization, because of where we are in history, our minds tend to think nationalistically. I belong to the civilization of America, or Poland, or Mexico. But today, especially today, we reckon that we are members of one of the world's oldest civilizations, if not the oldest, living, that is. A civilization that lives, the Judeo-Christian civilization, thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Clearly, it is one of the oldest living things in the world. Our faith, it is so rich, it's so holy, and most, brothers and sisters, it's so mysterious. And it lives, it is so alive. Throughout all of the thousands of years of this, our civilization of Judeo-Christianity, there have been a number of people, kind of a select people, who are fascinated with sacred scripture. And clearly for 200 centuries, there have been a small group of people who love the Gospels. And at various points in our Christian thinking, those people who love the Gospels will pick up various things from age to age to age. During the age of the earliest church, they would notice a particular thing about Jesus and then all talk about it. Then maybe during the Middle Ages, those people who love scripture would notice something else and everybody would talk about it. But for the last 50 years, there's been a group of people, the scholars of the Old Testament, who have picked up on something that is very interesting, and I'd like to share that with you. Recently, they have reckoned that all four of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that they were written from the Passion out. In other words, the writers of the Gospel wrote down the passion and death of our Lord first. It was the first thing they put in their books. And then they wrote out from that toward the resurrection, out from that toward the living ministry and the birth of Jesus. The passion and death was central. It's where it all started. And that makes sense. It makes a great deal of sense. Because the Lord's passion and death is an anchor. It holds us. It anchors our faith. For the past 100 years or so, one of the things that has really interested Christians is the historical, factual evidence of Jesus' life. The historical Jesus. And one of the things that the scholars have noted and have been able to find out is that crucifixion was, it was a common form of capital punishment. Crucifixion wasn't unique to Jesus. The Romans, who occupied various territories, used it very often. And as a matter of fact, in Jesus' life, when Jesus was a young man, before he even started his public ministry, there is historical record of a mass crucifixion, 30, 40, 50 people who were crucified along a road for a reason. And the reason was propaganda. The Roman government, who was political, politically powerful and powerful with military, made a statement. Look at this, they would say. Look at this horror and stay in line. Stay in line, or else this may happen to you. But although these holy days, and especially this day of Good Friday, is central and historic, I recommend that we should not consider them as reenactments. They're not reenactments. Because the passion and death of Jesus, the Son of God, happened only once. Never to be recreated. Never to be reenacted. And so that leaves us where we are. That this Good Friday liturgy takes place really in mystery. How and why? Would the Son of God do this for us? What is it about us? What is it that he would go to such lengths? What is it about us? I think that we can glimpse, briefly, glimpse the mystery in a particular way. In tracing and praying the last hours of Jesus' life. You'll notice that what happened to him happens to us. You and I have been burdened at various times of our lives. Absolutely, there's not one of us here who has not carried a cross. It's a burden, whatever it is. Heavy crosses. Just like Jesus. And we too, you and I, have at some point in our lives been betrayed or abandoned by friends, family, co-workers. There's not one of us here who has not experienced that, like Jesus. You and I have fallen down in life. We make mistakes. Sometimes we fall down because of the sin of the world. I take evil, storms, diseases, and personal sin, mistakes. We fall down. And ultimately, of course, you and I will meet our death. We will face death, just like Jesus. All of this, just like the Lord. And perhaps that's the mystery. Although this day of Good Friday seems barren and gray and bare, it seems unceremonial. We love Good Friday, even so, and especially without any fear, no fear. Believing that there is something about our lives that really parallels the life of Jesus. And that's the mystery. We allow God to take possession of our lives and our souls because today it's just part of the process. So that we, like Jesus, can come to a new body, a new heaven, a new earth, where betrayal and falling down and death are no more. no more.